The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent in those days and told no one of any of the things they had seen. Gospel of the Lord.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I'm happy to be with you this morning. Your beautiful parish in this beautiful setting always gives me hope. And isn't that what we need more of this morning? Some hope, some encouragement, maybe a glimpse of glory. Because just when we think our world can't get any worse, things take a turn. The disciples were on the verge of their own crisis. Jesus had been trying to warn them that the world was not going to go as they hoped. He told them he was going to die. He told them he would leave them. But they weren't ready to hear his words. And then that odd thing happens to Peter, James, and John. They follow Jesus up the mountaintop, and Jesus starts to shine. Peter, James, and John catch a glimpse of glory. When was the last time you were surprised by a glimpse of glory? When was the last time you were confronted by the love of God or knocked down by the power of God? These are not moments that we can create. These moments come to us when we don't expect them. In 2008, I lived downstate in Ossining, New York. It's a Hudson River town. We had neighbors who were going through an awful time. The family was mother, father, and one daughter, 18 years old. Mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, while Dad was battling a cancer for which they had now done all they could. His doctors weren't clear on how much time he had left. And their only daughter had just begun her first year of college. A good friend of mine named Jane helped rally friends and neighbors to bring in food and to watch out for them through those difficult days. Now, Jane isn't sure that she believes in God, although she goes to church every Sunday and she helps lead her church's youth group. But she decided that she would organize a prayer circle for these neighbors. She doesn't actually believe in prayer, but she believes in sending positive thoughts and in the power of positive thinking. She makes me laugh. So she invited a bunch of people, some who believe in God and some who don't, some Jewish friends, some Christian friends, an Episcopal priest, not me, I couldn't make it, and some friends who are Moonies. She didn't know if anyone would come, and she wasn't sure what they would do if they did come. She wasn't sure what would happen. But what she did not at all expect was a glimpse of glory, an inkling of the love of God. 14 people attended the prayer circle, bringing food and a guitar, prayers from their traditions, some old hymns, and of course, Kumbaya. They ate, they prayed, they sang, they thought positive thoughts. They shared their hopes and wishes for the family. They surrounded the family with love. And at one point, they realized they had entered sacred space. They felt the presence of the holy, the love of God made real. It just all came together, Jane told me. I don't know how it happened. I just know it happened. They entered holy ground. A few years ago, I had to visit a parishioner who was dying of cancer. I knew that this visit was probably the last time I would see her alive. What I didn't expect in my visit was my own glimpse of glory. The woman knew that her time was short. She was very tired and in some pain. And she was shiny, almost translucent, especially when we talked about what was about to happen to her. "I'm so excited to see what comes next," she told me. She was entering God's glory, and she was already beginning to glow. I knew I was on holy ground there in her hospital room. Moses went up the mountain to meet with God. In our reading from Exodus, it says that when Moses went up on the mountain and met with God, his face would shine when he returned to the people, and he had to wear a veil because the brightness so bothered them. He would take off the veil to go back up the mountain to meet with God and then put the veil back on after he had explained to the Israelites what it was God had told him. Moses shone because he had met with God. He'd had a glimpse of the love and power of God, a glimpse of glory. Peter and James and John went up on the mountain with Jesus, and Jesus's face shone with the love and power of God, with the glory of God. Peter tried to respond in the moment, but once God started to speak, the disciples were terrified. Matthew's gospel says they fell to the ground. They had entered sacred space. There was nothing they could do or say. They could only bear witness to the moment. They didn't understand what had happened. They just knew it had happened. I suspect that each of us can remember a moment when we knew we were on holy ground, a moment or a place where we experienced a glimpse of grace, a glimpse of the love and power of God. Remember those moments. Hold on to them. We are about to enter the season of Lent, a season of wandering in the wilderness with Jesus in preparation for the glory of Easter. But in a sense, I feel like we've been in this wilderness since about this time, 2 years ago. And just when we start feeling relieved that COVID is maybe starting to subside and maybe we can take off our masks again, the world falls apart in a new place. At least we know that the season of Lent is only 40 days. Our wanderings through war and illness might take a bit longer. I think Peter, James, and John were given the privilege of witnessing the transfiguration so that they would not lose hope on their journey, wandering through those last days with Jesus, witnessing and participating in his betrayal, his trial, his crucifixion and burial, trying to make sense of the death and resurrection of Jesus and how to go on without him after the ascension. Whatever else happened, they had had a glimpse of the love and power of God. Peter never forgot. We never forget those moments. As we move through this season of wandering, through Lent, through the process of living into our future, let's let those transforming moments of grace carry us through. Let's remember what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard. God loves us. God will never leave us. God will be with us every step of the journey going forward. God has dreams for us. It will be all right. May God grant us those glimpses of grace so that we are strengthened to face whatever the future holds. And may we be changed into Christ's likeness from glory to glory. Amen.
Journey of faith. All are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.